Here you can see a carving in ivory with a woman's face. Her hair hangs down in long curls. This style is associated with Hathor, the ancient Egyptian goddess of music, love, and motherhood. Here she's interpreted as a sphinx. Notice her strong, gripping paws. The carving, made from hippopotamus ivory, probably comes from an ancient palace at Acemhuyuk in modern-day Turkey. This site dates from the 18th century BC, and this small work, which served as a furniture support, hints at Acemhuyuk's prosperity and its far-flung cultural contacts. The other small furniture ornaments in this grouping are also made from hippopotamus ivory. They've changed colour due to soil conditions and because of fires that swept through the palace. But even in ancient times, the ivory would have been painted with ochre, layered with gold, some of which is still intact, and the eyes inlaid. Notice the carving in dark grey ivory, above. It's a kneeling human with a lion's head. This resembles another Egyptian motif, again demonstrating a close connection, perhaps diplomatic or trading, between the wealthy palace at Acemhuyuk and either the Nile Valley or the eastern Mediterranean where Egyptian imagery was popular.